जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवाशादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे. I will talk about the relationship between devotees, importance of devotees, many more things in this connection. So let me take this first question, that Krishna takes away material possessions when he plays with the devotees. So tasya aham anugranami harisye tat dhanasamai. Krishna's mercy, whomever he shows his mercy, he takes away his material attachments to material things. Why? Because we are spirit soul. We are not matter. And Krishna is totally spiritual. He is not matter. So we try to derive pleasure from matter, which is temporary and illusory. There is no pleasure in matter. Matter, being dead, unconscious, cannot give you pleasure. Just like boyfriend and girlfriend, or husband and wife, they enjoy together, eating and walking, going vacation, taking food together, so many things they enjoy together. But suppose husband is died or wife is died, there is no soul, no consciousness. The spirit is left. How long you can enjoy your boyfriend or girlfriend body, which is a dead matter? Whom we were enjoying, the dead body or the soul, from whom the chetana comes, consciousness comes, ananda comes? So in order to make us understand this absolute reality, Krishna sometimes takes away our material attachments so that we can totally depend on Him, totally enjoy with Him, totally we can be with Him. And this is the idea of Krishna consciousness movement. Krishna conscious. We have to become Krishna conscious throughout, all the time. Krishna conscious. And at that platform, which is a spiritual platform, we can enjoy forever. Anandam buddhivardhanam. The spiritual bliss means it is increasing. Every moment, every pratipadam, every minute, the spiritual bliss increases, never decreases. So this is the nature of spiritual bliss. And material ananda means decreases. If you have rasagulla or you like halwa, you take halwa and you keep eating and eating and eating. After a while, the taste for halwa will diminish and you are up to here. And I say, very nice vanilla halwa, milk halwa, please take more, more. And you will say, no more, no more, no more. So this is a material nature. You have a TV, maybe 56 inch diagonal, and after 1 month, 2 month, 10 month, TV is finished. No more attraction, no more enjoyment. So as material relationship is also like that. Over a period of time, material relationship finishes. So you cannot really derive real happiness, bliss, from matter. So when devotee wants to go back to Krishna and enjoy with Him, then Krishna has to make him understand the reality. The reality is, matter has nothing to offer to you. We have been trying in this material world to get that pleasure. Degrees, jobs, businesses, money, and money we try to spend lavishly. And at the end, you get frustrated. Frustration. And if you don't get frustrated, this material body will make you frustrated. Disease, old age, death, total frustration. So that's why Krishna says, I am reality, you are reality, let's come to reality. You are over attached to worldly things, money, honey and house and everything. This is temporary, but you have made your consciousness and dedicated your 24 hours a day to matter. So to make us serious, if he blesses us, if he wants to make us realize his blessings, then he gives us little jap. Jap means lose some material possession, or you lose some health, or you lose many things. So that is Krishna's mercy. Devotee sees this way. And this is the right way of seeing things. The materialist, they don't have an answer to this, and they keep suffering and suffering and suffering. I have seen millionaires, practically gets devastated and having depression, tension, and so much distress, so much unhappiness, so much disturbed. Why? Because they don't know the real knowledge. They don't have a real knowledge. So they suffer like anything, even though they have everything at their fingertips. So if matter is going to give us everything, then the wealthiest person should be topmost happiest person in the world. But we have seen these celebrities, they suit themselves. We have seen that. So Krishna, out of compassion, he takes away material things and he gives spiritual things. And you become devotee. And then life is so nice. When you become a devotee, it is blissful life. That is my experience. A little bit he takes away to make us realize that Krishna is all in all, spiritual life is all in all, and spiritual things, spiritual world, spiritual mantra, Hare Krishna, mantra, guru, devotees, sadhu, are all in all. And that's where the pleasure increases. So in order to make us realize this, it takes away, so we get a little blow. We get jabbed. And we say, oh, this was not it. There has to be something different for the bliss. So this is Krishna's mercy. He says, Krishna says, that I give them mercy by taking away from them a little bit, so that they can totally depend on me and me. Because they lost their wealth, their wife will leave them, their children will leave them, their friends will leave them, their parents will leave them, and only shelter will be Krishna. Only shelter will be Krishna. So that is that sloka. The purport of that sloka is this. That Krishna takes away and then he gives himself, which is perfect package. This is imperfect package. Krishna is a perfect package. Bliss increases. We become even blissful. If we are not, then I won't practice for 39 years in ISKCON. I won't practice 38 some years in ISKCON, the Krishna consciousness life. I see that my bliss is ever increasing. He took away material attachment, material things, but he gave himself to me. He gave Prabhupada. He gave Bhagavatam. He gave holy name. He gave Vadas Tirtha, holy dham. He gave deity, Jagannath, deity form, Dwarikadis, Jagannath, Gurnithai, Radhasham Sundir, deity form. So he gives us the spiritual, and that increases our ocean of bliss. If he doesn't know that for sure, you are doing something wrong. By practicing spiritual life, if your ocean of bliss doesn't increase, then you know that you are doing something wrong. Vaishnava Prat, if not, Dhamma Prat, Dvadas Tirtha Prat, if not, Nama Prat, if not, Seva Prat, if not, some living entities Prat, this fire Prat. We are offending living entity, unnecessary, killing chicken, cows, hogs, dogs, everything for our tongue, offending living entities, killing. So this is the answer. If our ocean of bliss is not increasing, our heart is full of offenses. How far? bliss goes unlimitedly, I said. Anandam Buddhivardhanam Pratipadam Purna Amrita Aswadanam. Ocean of bliss. The spiritual bliss always increases. There is no limit to increment. Unlimitedly keeps increasing. Krishna increases the bliss of Radharani. Radharani in turn increases the bliss of Krishna and keeps going and going and going perpetually. And same thing with us. If we are immersed into Krishna consciousness, our bliss will not have any end. It will ever increase. If it decreases, one of the aparad. Dham, dham, seva aparad, and etc. Vaishnava aparad. Basically, Vaishnava aparad. What you must do when you do aparad? Then you go to the person or living entity or deity or dham, whomever you are offending. Five aparad. One is naam aparad, dham, dham tirtha aparad, Vrindavan, Mayapur, dham aparad, seva aparad, Lord seva aparad, Vaishnava aparad, and living entity, other living entities. It can be even your wife, children, mother, father, mosquito, and fly, and birds, and beast, and living entity aparad. So if you offend these five, then whomever you offend, you have to go to him, nobody else, and ask pardon, ask forgiveness. And if it is Vaishnava or devotee or something, then you have to go to him, offer him prasadam, or call him at your home for prasad, and then you offer your dandavat, sastang dandavat pranam to him, and plea him, prarthana, pray to him, please forgive me. I have offended you, please forgive me. And you can pray to him, keep praying, praying, until he forgives you. If he doesn't forgive you, then you should become so much despondent, prayaschitta, you should go and perform prayaschitta, atonement. You should go under atonement, that he is not forgiving me, so I should go under severe austerity. Not that he is rascal number one, he never forgives, and he will never forgive me, hell with it. No, you should go under severe atonement, prayaschitta. You should be very distressful, you should be very concerned about this. Because Krishna, he likes devotees, whether insignificant or pure. He likes them all. Samoham sarvabhuteshu, samam charanti sarvatra. Krishna likes his devotees, whether he is pure or not elevated or elevated, but if he is devotee. So like that, whomever you offend, you have to go to him and ask for forgiveness. So when there is a tension, better to offer him dandavat pranam and ask for forgiveness and offer him some prasad. That is the best.
What actually is seva aparad? What actually is?
Seva aparad means used to ask pujaris and performing yajna and whatnot. In serving the deity form of the Lord, in serving abhishek, srungar, offering prasad, arati, ceremony, and so many services like that. So you forgot to do achman, or you supposed to open curtain certain time and you did not, or you supposed to put them into rest certain time and you did not. Of course at home it's different and temple it's different. So many seva, you didn't offer, you're very tired, 5 o'clock you came from work and you slept and wake up 11 o'clock night and you forgot the offering and worshipping, or you didn't able to do. That is seva aparad. Seva aparad. Sometimes you trip the deity, deity becomes, you know, tripped, or in the temple pujaris are late by 5 minutes for offering, that is aparadha. So then you have to ask forgiveness from the deity, from the Lord. Okay, so I will turn this discussion into Sadhu Sangha, Namakirtan, Bhagavat Sravan, Mathuravas, Sradhaya Sri Murtir Sevan. Sakala Sadhana Sreshta, E Paanch Anga, Krishna Prem Janmaye, E Paanchera Alpa Sangha. So Sadhu Sangha, Namakirtan, Bhagavat Sravan, Mathuravas and Sradhaya Sri Murtir Sevan. These five are the most important limbs of devotional service out of all sadhana bhakti. So Sadhu Sangha is very important. From time immemorial, from eternity almost, we have forgotten Krishna. Krishna Puli Sei Jeev Anadi Bahirmukh Atayeva Maya Tare Deh Sansar Dukh Anadikal. Krishna Boli Sei Jeev Anadi Bahirmukh. From long, long time, eternity, we have forgotten Krishna and we have turned our face away from Krishna. Bahirmukh Atayeva Maya Tare Deh Sansar Dukh. And for that reason, Maya is slapping us. Maya is giving us distresses. Birth, death, old age and disease. Distresses. Sansar Dukh. Chaitanya Charitamrita 22, Madhya Lila, 117 Sloka. So it is very, very difficult to be in material world. It is like fish out of water. A fish, natural life of a fish is water. And you take fish out of water and everything nice you give, but fish will not be happy. So same thing with us. We came from spiritual realm or region, and we fall into material region, fish out of water. So we can never be happy. Why? Because we have turned our face away from Krishna. This material world is a darkness, and Krishna is a light. Krishna Surya Sam Maya Rahe Andhakar. Jaha Krishna Taha Nahi Maya Rahe Adhikar. Wherever there is sun, there is no question of darkness. And wherever there is darkness, there is no question of sun. Similarly, wherever there is Krishna, there is no Maya. And wherever there is Maya, there is no Krishna. So this is Maya's abode. This is material world. Is controlled and owned, not owned, by almost owned, by Maya, controlled by Maya. And Maya's main function is to beat up living entity, to give distresses, to reform living entity by giving distresses. And severe distress is birth, death, old age and disease. Nobody likes death, nobody likes disease, nobody likes old age. Nobody likes to be in a womb of a mother for 9 months upside down in a tight pack, solitary confinement. Who likes that? So, Maya Tare Japotiya Dare Anadi Bahir Mukh Jeev Krishna Boli Gela Nikasta Maya Tare Japotiya Dare. Because living entity forgets Krishna, Maya is beating living entity from every nook and corner. So this is our position. So we are drowning in the ocean of material existence. Like in the middle of Atlantic, Pacific Ocean, you are just in the middle and you are drowning. You are drowning. You don't see any shore nearby you. You have so much energy to float or swim. You are doomed. You can't go to the shore with your energy. Anybody can swim across the ocean? So this sansar material existence is compared to this ocean. And we are drowning in it. We are drowned. So if somebody with a helicopter comes, lowers the rope and we catch hold of it, we have to catch hold of it also. Only somebody coming with helicopter and lowering rope will not help. The rope is right there on your head and on your hand and on your body. But we said, no. Then cannot deliver you, cannot save you. So then Chaitanya Charitamrita 2:20-51 says, Mahat Kripa Vina Kon Karme Bhakti Nai Krishna Bhakti Dure Rahu Sansar Naikshai. Mahat Kripa, devotee's Kripa, a devotee of Lord, unless he bestows his mercy upon us, Mahat Kripa Vina Kon Karme Bhakti Nai, we cannot get bhakti of Krishna. Without the blessings of devotee, you cannot get bhakti. Krishna bhakti dure rahu. Bhakti is little far. Even your sansar, your birth, death, old age and disease will not end. You will just keep repeating birth, death, old age and disease. You will keep repeating. So see in your life, everybody who is sitting in this room, how did you get Krishna bhakti? Some devotee has bestowed his mercy on you by prasadam, by harinam, or by books. These three things. Every one of you must got some mercy of some Vaishnava devotee. Otherwise, you cannot get Krishna bhakti. Krishna bhakti dure rahu sansar na ikshay. Your sansar will, birth rate, old age and disease, even will not go away without the mercy of devotees. So these devotees are very, very important and rare, very important to us. Impossible. So that driver and helicopter man is a devotee, is a guru, is a Vaishnava. And they lower the ropes. And that lowering rope means transcendental instructions of guru, Vaishnava. Transcendental instruction is called rope. And if he catch hold of that instructions, rope, then they can pull you out. He can pull you out. That rope is very important for us. It's like umbilical cord to a child within the womb. If the cord is cut off, mother's support, mother's cord. You understand what umbilical cord means? The baby has here some cord from mother to baby. So baby gets nourishment through that cord from mother when baby is in the womb. So if you cut it off, baby is finished. So this rope, if you cut it off, you are finished. Or you leave it loose, you are finished. So these devotees by nature are very, very compassionate. You think I am coming here for enjoying? Of course I am coming for enjoying. But it's so difficult to come for travel. We came 2 hours winding road here and there and sun torching heat, and it's austerity. It's austerity, it's tapasya. Very painful flying around and every day different homes and different place and different. Very austere. Devotees, they give us their blood. 5 kg of their blood they give us. Then we come to the senses of devotional service. We take up their devotion. So much endeavor. They spend time for us so that we can take up Krishna consciousness and become blissful. Isn't it? And all of a sudden, little problem, we cut him off. Little problem. Just think how much they have given us. How much valuable devotional service is most valuable. Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Sastri Koi, Lava Matra Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Siddhi Hoi, Krishna Bhakti, Janma Mool, Haya Sadhu Sangha, Krishna Prem Janme, Puna Mukhya Anga, Chaitanya Charitamrita 2:22-83. Krishna Bhakti, Janma Mool. What is the priceless thing? What is the most important thing, priceless thing, that is Krishna Bhakti. Krishna does not grant his bhakti to anybody and everybody. But devotee does. A bhakta does. A devotee, whoever came into our life first, he gave us that devotion. Krishna Radha. Krishna Bhakti is Sudurlabha. Sudurlabha means very rarely attainable. Very rare. Krishna Bhakti Janma Mool Hai Sadhu San. Devotees who gave us the Krishna Bhakti. Without devotees, you can never attain Krishna Bhakti. So this is the causeless mercy of devotees. Without any expectation, remuneration, charge, they give you Krishna Bhakti, which is very rare. Krishna does not even grant. And that priceless gift, devotee gives us. And in turn, we'll say to that devotee, you offended me a little bit here and there, you told me something I don't like, bye-bye, kiss him off. This is very, very bad. Very bad. We should be totally handed to that person who brought us to Krishna consciousness. Totally surrender to that person. We can never pay his obligation. We can never pay. Never pay. We can try for life after life after life. If I give you $1 billion, so you will have to pay me with the interest. So much so. But here, more valuable than millions of dollars is devotional service to Krishna. Sudurlabha. And what we are doing? In a second, we shatter that relationship. That's very, very bad, thankless. It is called no thank you. No thank you of any kind. But there are four kinds of gurus. Vartaman Pradakshika Guru, first one, is one who brings you to Krishna consciousness by giving you book, prasad, holy name, and taking you temple, taking you to Hare Krishna party, utsav, festival. Vartaman Pradakshika Guru, who take you, who introduce in a very first day Krishna consciousness to you. That is Vartaman Pradakshika Guru. Vartaman Pradakshika, one who puts you on path. He doesn't do more than just put you on path. He shows you the way. He shows you the path. Vartaman. Vartaman means path. Pradakshika. Pradakshika means he shows us path. So that is Vartaman Pradakshika Guru. Second one is Diksha Guru and Siksha Guru. Third one. And fourth one is Chaitya Guru, Krishna. Within your heart is Chaitya Guru. So, Diksha and Siksha in our movement is given by same Guru, almost. Or else, if you have different, your Bhakti Viksha leader or your local devotees who are trying to teach you every now and then, they were trying to. So that is Siksha Guru. But that Guru, Siksha Guru, must be taken up by the consent of a Diksha Guru. In writing even. Sivaram Maharaj's book, I just was seeing at a glance, Siksha Guru book, see, he wrote. Yeah, that book. And he says that you must take permission from your Diksha Guru to have a Siksha Guru in writing. That yes, you can make such and such person your Siksha Guru. It's very important, Vartaman Pradakshika Guru. And Chaitya Guru. Chaitya Guru is Krishna. Krishna Vande Jagat Guru. Krishna is Jagat Guru. But he doesn't directly deal with us. Unless your heart is totally spiritual and pure, then Krishna can, like Prabhupada, Krishna was revealing him, Rupa Goswami, Krishna was telling him everything, his pastimes, his place of pastime and everything. It was revealing to Rupa Goswami. Krishna was revealing to him. Prabhupada, it was real. So if we are that pure, yes, Chaitya Guru can help us. But otherwise, Diksha and Siksha and Vartaman Pradakshika. So this Sadhu Sangha is very important. Then Krishna Bhakti Janma Mool Hai Sadhu Sangha. Krishna Prem Janma Hai Teho Puna Mukhya Anga. So without the mercy of Krishna and his, without the mercy of devotees, one cannot attain Krishna Bhakti. So, I will go into the detail of how Krishna he is showing his importance of his devotees. This is Bhagavatam 5.13.21. Aho nru janma akhila janma sobhanam kim janma bhistva aparaid ami amusmimna nayad rushikeshi yashakrutatmanam mahatmanam vah prachur samagamam. That this human form of life is very, very important. Akhila janma sobhanam. It is more higher, the human birth is higher than any another birth, even higher than demigod's birth. Why? Because mahatmanam vah prachur samagamam. In the human form of life, one can get unlimited association of the devotees of the Lord. So, this is Chaitanya Bhagavat. Nayan bhariya dekh dasera prabhav. Hena dasya bhave krishne kara anurag. Alpa hena na maniha krishna das naam. Alpa bhagya das nahi kare bhagavan. Das name brahma siv harit sabar. Dharani dharendra chahe das adhikar. The devotees of Krishna, how exalted they are. Nayan bhariyadik dasera prabhav. Behold the importance of the devotees of the Lord. Hena dasya bhave krishna kara anurag. Alpa hena na maniha krishna dasna. Don't minimize the krishna das naam. In other words, if somebody is Krishna Das, that is not some insignificant position. It is very exalted position. Alpa bhagya das nahi kare bhagavan. Very small amount of fortune. Krishna doesn't make you his servant or das or devotee. You have to have immense fortune, piety. Then Krishna can make you his servant. Alpa bhagya das nahi kare bhagavan. Das name brahma siv harish sabar. Brahma siv sab, everybody, dharani dharendra shesh chahe das adhikar. Brahma siv shesh, they all are desiring it to become das, krishna devotee. So sadhu nam samachitta nam Sutaram Mahat Kripatmanam Darsananno Bhaved Bada Punsam Akshano Savituryatha. Nahi Am Mayani Tirthani Na Devam Rutachilamaya Te Punanti Urukali Na Darsanadeva Sadhavaha. The Vaishnav, they can purify us within no time. And we have seen this in our life. Vaishnav, they are patit pavan, vancha kalpata rubhyascha, kripa sindhu bhyascha. They are compassionate. They have shown us so much compassion. So much compassion they have shown us. And a little problem, you do this, and then immediately problem. Why you ordering? Why this? Why that? If you don't like it, we can override it, or we can forget and forgive. But the leave the association of Vaishnava is like putting axe onto your own legs, cutting your own legs with your own axe. And Hari Bhakti Vilas says, Sila buddhi kruta kimva prati mayam harir maya kim maya pati drasyasya Vishnu bhaktasya karichit tan mudray ankita dehasya Chetanana adara kruta, ena karma vipakena, putra shoka mamedrasha. Actually, this is Ramayana, from Ramayana, quoted in Hari Bhakti Vilas 1541. That Dasaratha Maharaj is lamenting that, did I ignore a person who was walking towards me with the Vishnu Tilak and Vishnu marking, and that's why I am dying without my son being in front of me? Or what kind of sinful reaction I have done by avoiding the devotees of Lord Vishnu. So then Vaishnava Prath, six Vaishnava Prath, I must have said here also many times, I say. So there are six Vaishnava Prath. This is quoted from Skanda Purana, Hari Bhakti Vilas, 10, 311, 12. Nindam kurvanti mudha Vaishnavanam mahatmanam patanti pitrubhi sat saragam maharaurav sanjate. Nindam kurvanti mudha Vaishnavanam mahatmanam. Vaishnav, mahatma, are criticized by mood, fool, rascal, unintelligent. Nindam kurvanti mudha. Mood, they are criticizing or blaspheming or becoming envious of Vaishnavanam, Vaishnav. They become envious of and criticize Vaishnavanam, Mahatmanam. So these kind of people who offend Vaishnava, patanti pitrubhi, along with their ancestors, patanti pitrubhi, where maharaurava sanjite sargam, maharaurav, nark, hell, hellish planet, raurav, where raurav is an insect or birds or cream or whatever, creamy, the insects, they bite you every square millimeter, they bite you every minute. That is a hell. So if you offend Vaishnava, then your hell is certain. Doesn't matter what way you offend. The Vaishnava Prath is written after this. So if you offend Vaishnava, then Maharavra is fixed for us. You go to the hellish region. And what are those six offenses to Vaishnava? Hanti, Nindati, Vaidvesti, Vaishnavana Abhinandati, Krandati, Upajayate Naharsam, Darsane Patana Anisat. These are the six, Hanti, six offenses to Vaishnava. To beat up Vaishnava is Vaishnava Prat. Nindati, to criticize Vaishnava, is a Vaishnava Prat. Unnecessary criticism, not constructive criticism. Vaidvesti, dves, have become envious of Vaishnava, blaspheming of Vaishnava. Na abhinandati, that upon seeing Vaishnava, we must greet them properly. Hare Krishna Prabhu, Radhe Radhe, like one must greet Vaishnava. If you don't greet Vaishnava, just turn your face or you walk other way, then Vaishnava is walking this way. That is Vaishnava Parat. Krandati, to exhibit krodh, to exhibit anger on Vaishnava. Doesn't matter small or big anger. Whatever, little bit anger. That is Vaishnava Parat. Upajayate na harsam darsane. Upon having audience of Vaishnava, we must become very happy, peaceful, blissful, and exhibit that bliss. Oh, thank you very much, Prabhu. I have your audience darshan today. My day is made. I am very fortunate today. We must exhibit bliss. Harsham. Harsham means anand, ullas. We should exhibit our bliss to. We should show our bliss to him. We should become blissful. Upajayate na darsam patane sadha. Patan. Patanani sat. By these six offenses to Vaishnava, one must fall down. Where? Maharaurav, hellish region. With who? His ancestor and his family and himself and whole goes to Raurav. Maharaurav sanjite patanti pitrubhi saragam patanti. So this is the importance of Vaishnava association, Vaishnava offenses, Vaishnava who has given us our life, devotion, bhakti, became so much fortunate by contacting bhakti from their devotee. So we must be very careful with spiritual life and interaction. Basically, when you serve Vaishnava, everything is included in that. And that's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu tells Sanatana Goswami, what is the dharma? Serving Vaishnava, serving living entity, and Harinam Sankirtan. Etin chadi, etin name ruchi jiver daya Vaishnava seva. Etin chadi al nahi dharma sanatan. Something like that. This is the, you know, three things. Where if you do these three, automatically everybody is pleased. Name ruchi, jivera daya, merciful to living entities, and immense attachment to chanting the holy name and serving Vaishnava, Vaishnava seva. This is Narottam Das Thakur. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur is singing beautiful song. He says that Sudha Bhakata Charana Renu Bhajana Nu Kula Bhakata Seva Paramasiti Premlati Karamula Bhakata Seva Parama Siddhi, topmost perfection. If you serve devotees, then that is the topmost perfection. Parama Siddhi. And Prem Lati, Krishna Prem, Bhakti Lati, the Mula, the root of Bhakti Lata creeper, on which for the fruit of love Krishna bears. So Bhakata Seva, serving devotees. What to talk about living devotees or annihilating or disconnecting ourselves from the devotees. So I'll stop here, I guess, at 2 hours of time almost. Any question?
Do if Krishna doesn't take away our material possessions?
If he doesn't take away our material possession, then doubtful that material possession in his service. Then it is more better. Why we should have Krishna take away our material possession? We should engage everything we have. Manas deha geho yo kichu more arpilu tuyapade nanda kishore. I use everything in Krishna's service. Why should I give Krishna a chance to take away my possession? Engage that material possession in Krishna's service and it becomes transcendental divya. It becomes totally spiritual. And Krishna likes that. And Rupa Goswami advises that we should not give up those things which can be used in Krishna's service. That is Yukta Vairagya. That is real renunciation. That we should engage everything we have in Krishna's service. Any other question?
It is said, Mathura Vas. So I am wondering, Mathura means in this connection, Mathura Mandal. It means, because Vrindavan is also area of Mathura. Or it means Mathura, the city of Mathura.
Mathura means Madhuvan, Mahavan, and Vrindavan, and Kokilvan, and Bahulavan, and Allvan, and whole area, including city, Jamuna, and Lord's birthplace, and Lord's killing Kansa, and Lord's palace in Mathura, and Mathura Mandal. It is Krishna's place, he chose to take birth there. It is divine abode. Aho Madhupuri Dhanyat Vaikuntadi Garyasi Dinam Ekam Nivasyet Harer Bhaktir Upajayate Madhupuri Mathura. Madhu was a demon, and this demon was living there. Madhu, Madhupuri, Madhupuri, Madhura, Mathura. So it became Mathura. It says, Aho Madhupuri Dhanya. Mathura is Dhanya, Dhanya. All glories to Mathura. Why? Vaikunthadi Garyasi. Because it is even higher abode of Krishna than Vaikuntha. It is higher than Vaikuntha. Dinam Ekam Nivasyet. Even if you reside for one day there, Hare Bhakti Rupa Jayate, your devotion to Krishna, your bhakti to Krishna is guaranteed. So Madhupuri is dhanya. Any other question? So devotee is trying to exhibit his anger on me. And I leave the temple, I leave that devotee, and I leave whole thing, and I go back to square number one. So, and you are leaving your priceless commodity, priceless thing called devotion and association with not him, but other devotees. You're leaving. Priceless. Just for his anger, you left everything. Suppose. So who is the most loser? Devotee who have exhibited anger, or I leave everything? Who is the most loser?
The person who don't leave.
Is an intelligent person.
Yes.
Right? So this is what one has to do. He's angry with me. Thank you, Prabhuji. I offer my obeisances. And then keep your distance. And it's called upeksha. It is called putting your relationship in a neutral gear. Neutral. Hare Krishna Prabhu. And that's it. But we should stick to temple. We should stick to panchatattva. We should go to temple. We should have develop our relationship with other devotees. And never leave devotion. Krishna, Prabhupada, his movement, consciousness. That Brahmachari may be good or maybe not elevated devotee or whoever, I don't know. But whatever he is, just put yourself in a upeksha form. Avoid. Avoid him. And keep going, keep associating with other devotees. Why we should get devastated? My family is devastated, I am family devastated, I will devastate in devotion. I don't want this. I want to stick. I want to have that. So then we should avoid him and rest of the thing we should keep doing. Otherwise, if you are not and you run away, then something wrong with you. 1 ton of gold you got. And just because one devotee is angry with you or whatever, you just threw that 1 ton gold away. Devotion, bhakti to Krishna is even more valuable than a ton of gold. And just because somebody is angry with me, I'll dump this all into garbage. Who is the loser? So that's why we have to reform our mind, intelligence, consciousness, everything in spiritual sense, spiritual way, and elevate ourselves. And then there is, nobody is going to offend you. Maybe a little part, two utensils, they make sound, then they both must have fight, both must have fault, otherwise that thing will not produce. So we have to find out ourselves what drawback, what mistake did I do. If I did not do any mistake and he saw his mistake, I would go to the temple president and approach him and heal your relationship rather than leaving tons of gold throw into river and just walk away. I am the loser. And if temple president is at fault, then go to his GBC. And GBC at fault, then go to the GBC body. And GBC body doesn't listen to you, then go to the court of ISKCON. There is a court in ISKCON. There is an arbitrator and you can go to them. And if they are not listening to you, then say, Prabhuji, I think something I have to reform somewhere. I'll have to see where I'm going wrong. Because there is process. There is a process in ISKCON. All the way top. And it goes to... And all these sadhus are talking, saying, that means Krishna is talking. Because one person can be wrong, 2 person can be wrong, 10 can be wrong, GBC, 40 GBC may be wrong. Then this court is there. If you make them wrong, then everything is wrong. Wrong is with you something. So then you should come to your intelligence and say, I don't want to lose this priceless gift, matchless gift Prabhupada has given me, devotion, bhakti to Krishna. I don't want to lose. And come back again. Rejuvenate your consciousness again. And uplift yourself again in the association of devotees. Grantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Bhagavad Gita ki.
Jai.